How do you feel you did today?
Pretty good. I mean, altitude wasn't too hard for me, so that was nice. A lot of the guys were talking about their lungs with the altitude, so I was able to breathe and in pretty good shape, so good workout.
It's good to be home during one of these track workouts. I mean, just down the road from, you know, where you
live. Yeah, it is good to be home. I was in Toronto, so I flew in Wednesday night, so I spent it with my sister and her family. She lives in Salt Lake, so it was nice to be with them and hang out at home for a little bit.
What kind of feedback are you getting from these NBA teams that you work out for?
Keep developing my shot. I mean, I didn't shoot a lot of threes in college, and now it's a little deeper, but I made improvements, and that's just the word. Just keep developing that and keep working.
How did you shoot it today?
Solid. Pretty good. I don't know. I didn't know the numbers, but pretty good.
Talk about the process, Cam. What's it been like going through this whole thing?
Yeah, the first couple workouts, you get in there, and, you know, I just think that you don't know what's going to happen, so you kind of get a little anxious. You don't know what it's going to be like. But after you get that first workout under your belt and you just realize it's just going out there and playing, having fun. And biggest thing is staying in the moment. You know, you travel a lot. I'm trying to just enjoy each city I go to, just do fun things, just relax and stay in the moment and not get caught up thinking to the next workout, to the next day and all that stuff. So just trying to stay in the moment. And I only do this once, this process, so I'm trying to make the most of it.
Are you a Jazz fan growing up?
Jazz fan, yeah. I like the Jazz. I like the Sonics, too, with Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. So
does that make more fun, kind of fun to put on the, you know, the jersey workout here?
Yeah.
Just because that's where you, you know.
A little bit, yeah. I think this has, because, yeah, I grew up here, grew up watching the Jazz. I went to Jazz games with my dad, so it's cool. It's cool to be able to work out for him now that I'm older and participate in this.
How neat is this process for you just to know that this, next step is being professional?
I mean, I love it. I've been training like a professional since, you know, after I tore my ACL, I made up my mind that I was going to play professional, and I've been training like one, eating like one, just approaching the game like a professional. So it feels good to be done with school, graduate, and just do full-time basketball finally.
Yeah, what's it been like for you trying to go through this process and Shay trying to do what she's doing at track and field and keep tabs on her and what she's doing? It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. She's traveling all over for track. She's running for a national championship tomorrow. I'm actually going to fly out tonight. I'm going to make it because I don't have my next workout till Tuesday. So that'll be nice. I'll be able to see her race for a national championship. But it's been good. We try to be supportive, and we haven't seen each other for a while, but we're just trying to stay in the moment. I support her, she supports me, and make the most of it.
Have you been in contact?
Tuesday, Milwaukee.
Have you been in contact with Chase and Tyler, some of the other guys who are playing pro ball to come up?
Yeah, Chase. Chase and I are best friends, so he was here on Wednesday. So we're always in contact. We talk at least a couple times a week. And Ty, I haven't seen Ty. I've talked to Ty, but I haven't seen him since he's been back.
What do you think the future holds, I mean, through this process and after the process is over? And what do you think?
You know, it's hard to know. And I think that's just the important part about this process is just stay in the moment. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know your future. But just try to take care of business every day, get better at the things I need to, and just put it all out there, and it'll take care of itself.
You did so much in college. What's kind of the one or two things that you've tried to really show the NBA teams throughout this process that you can do?
I think shooting. You know, in the NBA, you got to be able to knock down spot-up shots, especially in the corner. So shooting's a big thing that I'm trying to show that I can do. I just didn't do a lot of it in college. You know, I was distributing, getting guys shots, getting to the rebound, pull-up jumpers and stuff. So I think just shooting and defense, just being able to stay in front of point guards, those are the two main things.
What skill do you think you have that translates best to the NBA to the next level?
I think just my size and ability to use pick and roll and see over defenders and play off the pick and roll and get to the basket. I still think the same things I did in college, just getting to the rim and finding guys and finding my own shot during.
How was it working out alongside a Utah guy today?
Oh, it was good. I've known him for a while. Me and him are boys. I'm friends with all the Utah dudes. We played a pickup at UVU in the summertime, so we're all pretty close. So it was good. It was nice to have somebody that I know that's always good to show up to workout and have somebody that you know, because you spend quite a bit of time, because you get here about 8 and you're here till about 2, so it's quite a bit of time eating breakfast and lunch, so it's nice to know somebody.
You're not supposed to reveal that secret that Utes and Cougars get along.
I get along with everybody. You know, if someone has a problem with me, that's cool, but I'm cool with everybody, so.